No, it's great to be a Royal Randwick on the eve of day one of the championships tomorrow. And Michael Wood, the track manager, told us earlier he expects to be racing tomorrow. They've had around 45 or so mils of rain since 9 a.m. yesterday here at Randwick. But we'll see how it all unfolds today with the weather. But what a card tomorrow. And, well, we're going to get plenty more mail through the morning as well. Adam Pengilly coming up, as well as Brad Davidson as well a bit later, and Michael Maxworthy also. Repeating that news as well, Mr. Musselbrook, their cup day, unfortunately off today now with the weather there in the Hunter. Just Premier League scores at the moment, and Liverpool have gone back ahead. A nervy morning for Reds fans at Anfield, though. 2-1 it is against lowly Sheffield United down the bottom of the Premier League, who managed to, well, they got an own goal to equalise after 58 minutes, but McAllister scored for Liverpool. So 2-1 with about 8 minutes plus stoppage time remaining there at Anfield. And Chelsea were 2-0 up against Manchester United at Stamford Bridge. Well, United have levelled the scores at half-time. Garnacho and Fernandez, the goal scorers there, I've been told, back in our control room, our esteemed producer Chris Capaldi's had the shirt off a United fan and swinging it around his head. And that's what you'll be doing next week, Grubby. Back in the Cove, I've been told.
Yeah, well, apparently the Sydney FC staff or players, they're big fans of the show, and they were listening in when we were speaking about the Cove. And so they've reached out, and because they know I'm such a huge fan, they've asked me to come along to the game. And next week's my birthday, and I said, you know what? I'm going, and I'm going to be a hooligan. I'm not going to do anything like that, you know, against the law or anything.
Yes.
But I'm going to carry on a hooligan like I did when I was at school.
So shirt off, bub your head.
Shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might throw
it's
it back.
It's the Derby, right?
It's a Derby.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Hang on. No, I'm going to ask you this question. All right. You're a proud Westie, all right?
There we go.
Well, you're a proud Westie.
I knew this was happening.
Well, what's going on? Why aren't you with the Western Sydney Wanderers rather than Sydney FC? Or you've turned your flash now, aren't you?
Okay, so I'm a proud Westie.
Right.
I'm a very, very proud Westie. Yep. But when I was in school, Oz,
yep,
there was no Western Sydney Wanderers. So it was just Sydney FC.
Right.
So I'm not going to... I know, I feel I'm a loyal. I can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, what's your take on that? Well, I have to because you just called me out.
A lot of people would be wondering.
Yeah,
exactly what I was wondering.
I'm very excited. I must say, something different. Yeah,
it'll be a great atmosphere.
It will be. Mm. I always watch that game. I always try and watch it, and it looks amazing. Yeah. So Allianz Stadium too, and
I hope they can get back to what they're able to achieve a few years ago when it was a must-watch game, like in a 10 game, because that atmosphere that was created, and you'd watch it on television, it was unrivaled. You wouldn't see too many games of footy, AFL League, like that in this country, like with the two supporter bases were massive and the way that they got into it. So hopefully that'll be able to come back at some stage. But the Western Sydney Wanderers, they're pretty desperate. Although, no, they've improved, haven't they, in the last couple of weeks? Roods has got them back up and going.
I think that's actually why they've asked me to come. They wanted to bring that rivalry back.
Right.
So any Western Sydney supporters, don't talk to
me. All right, well, I'm going to ask you this. Will you have the shirt? And whose name will you have on it?
Will you be still Del Piero? So, yes. I probably do have Del Piero.
You would have Del Piero. That
you know what's funny? After that show, we were speaking about it. I tried to look for the shirt because it was silly. I brought it. When you're young, you do some silly things. Mm. And I brought it. It was really small. So I can't imagine how small it would be now with the old retirement belly. So I've been trying to find it. And I'm going to... I will buy a jersey.
Yeah.
I'll buy one.
We've got to do the multi-laws.
Yes, this is what we're doing tomorrow.
What are we doing?
I've done the wet form. Race 7, number 5, After Cabin, top 4. Into race 9, number 14, Zardozi to win. And if you want to be a part of that BSB multi, that's paying $11 as the rain continues to fall here at Royal Randwick. But we haven't had as much rain, Middo, is what we're expecting. So fingers crossed.
And a lot of people are texting in about because they're typing in Randwick BOM, Bureau of Meteorology.
Yes.
And that takes the Observatory Hill, which is just near the Harbour Bridge there, isn't it? So that takes that reading.
Yeah.
But Michael Wood here at the track's telling us we've had 45 mils or so since yesterday morning at 9 a.m, whereas the other reading you're seeing is 100 mils
plus.
Well,
I'll give you a little secret here. Michael showed me some of the things that he uses on his mobile phone. And he showed me this thing with how much sunshine they're predicting for tomorrow. And they're predicting a lot of sunshine.
Mm.
I think about 7 hours.
Sounds like we've swung your...
I was very nearly negative about the races going tomorrow.
You walked in on Tuesday, you weren't happy about it.
Well, I was worried about going outside of my house, given the amount of rain that they were predicting. And then even last night, I was sitting at home, and they're telling everyone to stay off the road, and I've got a road trip today.
They do, yeah.
So I was getting a bit nervous, and my wife's asking me all these questions about how I'm going to drive up to Port Stephens and driving back and the rain and be careful, can't you cancel? And I said, no, I can't cancel.
What do you got up? What do you got? Lots of bit of a...
Mark Hughes Foundation.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Good on you, Loz.
They've got a lunch today at Port Stephens up there at Bannisters. Bradley Clyde and myself are speaking, so looking forward to getting up there.
Awesome.
Tossed a coin with Bradley yesterday about who was driving.
Did you win or lose the toss?
I won the toss, of course.
You're picking him up.
Yes.
And he's got to drive. Amazing.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah,
we'll have a coin toss.
Well, I said that.
Oh, mate, well, you're the best.
Yeah, well, no. I'll tell you what did happen. He said, mate, I can drive if you're a little bit tight.
Oh.
And I said, this is what I did say to him. I went, oh, mate, I'll just see how I am tomorrow. Knowing full well that I won't be driving. But... take my car.
Loz, are you one of those guys, if you're in the passenger seat, do you feel you have to stay awake and you try and fight it because you feel bad, or you're just straight out
sleeping? I'll tell you how it'll work. Because we haven't seen each other for a while, the first probably hour, it'll just be on. We'll be bathing people. We'll be just talking about people. We'll just carry on. Find out the goss, just whatever comes up in conversation. And then I might have a quick nap, 30 minutes out,
yep,
and then be refreshed for the lunch. And then jump in the car on the way home. I might even have a few Scoobies while I'm up there.
Oh,
good on you.
Throw a few Scoos down and then jump in the car and...
Bradley will be driving home.
Bradley will be driving home.
He won the coin toss. Amazing. Adam Pengilly, a very good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Middle. Morning, boys. What do you do, Loz, if you lost the coin toss? Do you just, like, bail on the whole afternoon?
Or yeah. I become a bit angry.
No, then you go, I'll drive up, you drive
back.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, I get my way around it.
Smart player. Played with plenty of experience.
Yeah, and Bradley's that nice. He's just the nicest player. He just... will accept whatever. He just loves it.
Yeah. He was a phenomenal player, wasn't he, Loz, back in the day? Geez, he was a good player back in his heyday.
Adam, I could talk about Bradley Clyde. I reckon I'd have a man crush on Bradley if people heard me talk about the way he played.
Yeah, I always think, being consistent on that.
Oh, mate. He's one of the greatest I've ever... Well, you know, I think people know what I think of Bradley Clyde and how he played football.
Okay, well, speaking of football, what a game last night. Wild game. Melbourne 34-32 over the Brisbane Broncos, Adam.
Geez, I really enjoyed that game last night, Mido. Probably some questionable defence at times, but geez, some of the attacking flair on display was just brilliant. Some of the tries that both teams scored was just mesmerising. Probably an early contender for game of the season, to be fair. I know it's got a long way to go, but that was two teams who you'd suspect are going to go deep into this competition, really showing what they're made of. Obviously, the big news out of the game, and you guys are touching on it this morning, is Adam Reynolds' hamstring injury. That's a blow for the Broncos, because you wouldn't think he's going to be playing for at least a few weeks, and coming back from any hamstring injury, particularly at his age, is quite difficult. So, I don't know where you guys sit with the Broncos at the moment, because they've had a bit of a sluggish start to the year. I'm not quite sure whether it's a bit of a hangover from the grand final last year, or whether it's the Vegas trip, but to start the year 2 and 3, we have a couple of obviously tricky games coming up in the next month or so. I think we've got, obviously got the Dolphins next week, which would be a tough game in the Derby, and sort of the not too distant future, we've got the Roosters and Parramatta and Manly sort of back to back to back. So it's not panic stations for the Broncos yet, but I think it's fair to say they would have liked to have had maybe one or two more wins under their belt at this point of the season.
Yeah, I think you're right. But one thing I know with the Broncos, from what they were able to do last year, and I know it's a different side, but they've still got potency in their attack and they're still able to score points. So as long as they make the finals and have their best players available, I think they can beat anyone on their day. On their day, I think they can beat
Evan
anyone.
Penrith.
Because when they click, I think when they click, that they can score points. And you know, Mann was good last night. You know, throw Reece Walsh back in the team, Reynolds, Staggs, Cobbo, Mariner's a good player. Mariner reminds me of Val Holmes, a young Val Holmes. Okay, he's going to be a good player. But I spoke about this with Grubby this morning. Even though Melbourne, this is a ridiculous statement, Melbourne scored 34 points last night, I still don't know whether they're anywhere near, when I see 34 points, you go, well, you know, obviously their attack must have been very good, but I don't think they're anywhere near their capabilities with the football at the moment, Melbourne. I think they still look a little bit rusty.
I'd agree, Loz. And what about the stat they were throwing around last night? It was the first time I think their first choice spine of Pappenhausen, Munster, Hughes and Grant had played together in the same game since, was it round 18, 2022? We talk about Melbourne having the best fight in the competition when those guys are fit. They haven't played with each other in the same game for over 18 months. It's crazy when you think about it. So just fingers crossed they can keep those guys in the park. Because if they do, they'll obviously improve. But I do tend to agree with you, Loz. There are times and patches in games where I think, I'm not quite sure whether they're on the same page here in attack. But they still managed to reel off 34 points. And I suppose when you got the aerial capacity of a guy like Xavier Coates and individual brilliance of guys like Grant and Munster, you're going to be able to score points. But as a team, it's just not quite 100% clicking for me at the moment.
I think, boys, we've got to remember with Melbourne, Jerome Hughes has been suspended for a game and also injured for a game. And Munster hasn't played till last night. So I think that's maybe why the clunkiness, their first game together.
I think you're right, but I think I didn't know that stat that you just mentioned there before, Adam. And that makes sense because even last year I still wasn't convinced with Melbourne's attack and I'm like, something's missing. And I know that Pappenhausen was out, but I don't know. There was just something about them in the start of the year. I just watching them thinking, geez, they're not clicking. But mate, that makes total sense now when they haven't played together. Their spine, because we know how important spines are in a footy team. What about the drama coming out of, well, I don't know whether you call it drama, but the stories coming out of the Dragons surrounding Zach Lomax, likely going to Parramatta. And we're reading today that Ben Hunt, he wants to re-sign or could re-sign with the club.
Yeah, it all sort of stems from Shane Flanagan's press comments yesterday, Loz. He was obviously naturally asked about Zach Lomax and he was pretty fired up yesterday, Flanagan. He was on the front foot straight away saying, you know what, we just can't have players at this club who don't want to be here. Zach's told them numerous times he doesn't want to be here. I'm led to believe he's asked the club for a release at least 4 or 5 times, put in an official release request. And that's just not this pre-season. That's dating back to the previous tenure under Anthony Griffin. And I think he's just worn the Dragons down. They just had enough and said, you know what, move on. We need to go into a new era here. We need guys who are completely committed to the cause. And I suppose the bonus is they're going to get $800,000 a year back in their salary cap from next season. So at this stage, I think all roads lead to Parramatta, Loz. I had a story in the Herald today quoting Brad Arthur about it, saying he had a meeting with him on Wednesday night at his home. He was very impressed by Zach Lomax. They've agreed out of respect to both the Dragons and obviously the Eels to put off any more further talks until next week. They'll resume it again next week. But I think at this stage, he'll be ending up at Parramatta. And they'll want to do that deal fairly quickly as well, because as it stands at the moment, Zach doesn't have a contract for next year, right? So he's still playing games at the moment. Obviously, every time you step onto a football field, there's a risk of an injury or a long-term injury. So I don't think his management or the Eels will muck around too much next week. They'll get down to business and talking turkey with terms and conditions. And I'd imagine we'll get some news probably at some stage next week.
I agree with Flano, boys. If you don't want to be there, get rid of him. Like, I get it. You need to get... you got to think about the club and, you know, get a sufficient player back. On that note, Adam, do we know who they might, if it is a player swap, who they might get from Para, if it is Para, or you think they're just going to take the 800?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a player swap, Josh. Definitely not at this stage, right? So I reckon this is how it'll play out. Parramatta will obviously try to sign into a long-term deal next week from 2025 onwards. They'll let the dust settle for a little while, and then if things sort of heading in the direction that they might think they're heading, where, i.e. they're in contention for the finals later this year, maybe the Dragons are, then they'll press for him to make an early switch later this year. But as it stands at the moment, like, Parramatta are not going to offer anything to the Dragons that they want. The Dragons will want one of their top five or six players. You're talking guys like Moses Brown, Campbell Gillard, Paulo, Pennicini. Parramatta's not going to offer up any of those guys. So at the moment, I just think he'll sign a deal from 2025 onwards, and then we'll see how it plays out in the next couple of months.
Okay, racing. Where are you looking? Which horses have got the flippers on the best?
Yeah, well, Mido, I think just naturally for me, I sort of gravitated to Stockman, race 2, number 2 Stockman, as one of the better bets on the program. We know he's a swimmer. Is he in the greatest form at the moment? Yeah, it's probably debatable, but he'll get through the wet going. He's a genuine 2-mile horse, so getting over 2,600 metres in the Chairman's Quality, I don't think there'd be any issue for him. So I just think that's a natural play earlier in the day. So it's race 2, number 2 Stockman. And later in the day, I sort of flagged this, I think it was yesterday, Mido, race 7, number 11, Sunshine in Paris, yeah, in the TJ Smith Stakes.
I'm with you.
I know she might not quite have the race fitness on her side. She only had one start this preparation, but I just reckon our sprint ranks are right for the picking at the moment. I'm not completely convinced about Imperatrice at the moment. I wish I was preparation being first up in the TJ. It's got me leaving, feeling a little bit cold about him. She is the horse with plenty of upside. I've gone fishing for some different forms, so I'll stick with her. Race 2, number 2, Stockman, and race 7, number 11, Sunshine in Paris. My two bets at Randwick tomorrow.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, there's been good support for Stockman as well in the second. I believe you like the Dragons at the plus tonight. You got some footy bets for us as
Yeah, I just think it's going to be tough for Newcastle tonight. You know, they're coming back from New Zealand on a 5-day turnaround. The Dragons were a big price earlier this week. I think they've shortened up a little bit, but the plus 5.5 in very wet conditions tonight, I think there's an appetite there. South Warriors tomorrow, I think both teams have shown they don't have a whole lot of points in them so far this year, and particularly Warriors have been really good defensively. So I think the under 39.5 in the wet conditions is a nice, attractive bet. And Seb Chris to score any time against Parramatta on Sunday night. I think Parramatta's got some issues on their right side defence. I think Seb Chris on the left there can maybe get over for a try. So they're my three NRL bets for the weekend.
Love it, mate. You have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
See you, boys. Enjoy the racing tomorrow.
Okay, Adam Pengilly there. And by the way, racing around New South Wales today with the weather. Sapphire Coast, no issues there. Sapphire Coast is still on. The tracks are good for. So Sapphire Coast race is on, but Muswellbrook is off. Cup day at Muswellbrook off today due to the weather there. Now, for lovers of horses and racing, or even just a free feed, TAB Trackwork with the Stars is the event for you on Tuesday, April 9. So next Tuesday, head to Royal Randwick. Enjoy watching some of the stars of our sport as they prepare for the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, the Sydney Cup and more. For day two of the championships, there's complimentary coffee and breakfast. Track work will be taking place on the course proper of Randwick from 6:30 a.m. 6:30 a.m. next Tuesday, April 9. Free brekkie, genuine superstars of racing, both on and on the track, on and off the track. So just head to australianturfclub.com.au, australianturfclub.com.au, or you can contact the ATC for more. Still 2-2 between Chelsea and Manchester United, just after the hour mark of that game at Stamford Bridge this morning. Liverpool have won at Anfield 3-1, a nervy morning for Reds fans. It was 1-1 up until the 76th minute. And then Cody Gakpo scored in the 90th minute, so 3-1 back on top of the league with 8 games to go are the Reds. We've got Phil Moss coming up shortly as well. The multi is open. It's roaring. Lots of feedback on the text line. Some positive, mostly probably not, Moss.
Oh, really? All right. Well, I'll tell you what it is, Mido. Race 7, number 5, aft cabin to run top 4. Loves the wet. And then race 9, number 14, Zardozi. I think she can win. And if you want to be a part of that BSB multi, that's paying $11. Now, I know that people are always critical, and there are some people that support me with this multi. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make an executive decision, and I'm sure Will
he's shaking his head here when I tell him what I'm going to do, but this is what I'm going to do. And I've just decided right here and now that if you can text in your name and your best wet tracker tomorrow here okay. at Randwick, what I am going to do, I will put you onto our Big Sports Breakfast Bets Friends page. All okay. right? So I will put you up on our Bets Friends page and we can see
put your tip up
what your tip is.
With your name.
So if you think yep. you're pretty good, tip it. Text in. Text in your best wet tracker tomorrow and I will pick a couple. I'll tell you who they're going to be and I will put it on that Tab app under our Bets Friends page on the Big Sports Breakfast. There you go.
Have you,
sorry, Will.
Has he got the authority?
Will's going, what are you doing?
Is he allowed to just do that on the spot?
He's Laurie Daly.
Wow. That's
yeah,
amazing.
Will's just shaking his head, but no, they will. Will's giving me a bit of a nod that we might be able to do it.
He is the authority, Josh.
Good call.
So, if you want to tip in your best tomorrow, I will make sure I'll pick a couple. I'll tell you who they're going to be or how many we're going to put up there with your name, and we can follow your progress. Just like you follow my progress.
Okay.
There you go.
On the Tab app on Bet's Friends. Mitch from Robertson straight away has put in Stockman. 0419-767-272 on the text line. And
I'll put him straight
just
up.
Just a reminder, the multi. So aft cabin top four, isn't it, Loz? Top four in the TJ into
Zardozzi to win.
There, the filly to win the derby.
Yep.
And that's $11. And Tab app, Tab website, click on sports and today's offers. And remember, what's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
How are you going on the Matty John show with the tagline?
Yeah, very, very good. Very good. I'm back. I was just mimicking.
Give it to us.
Then.
Go.
Just remember this NRL season, what's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call 1-800-858-858 or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
And didn't have to read the
see
sheet.
That?
Good
see
boy.
That? Good boy. Yeah. Get out of your Fletch.
Are they still grabbing you on the leg and things like that?
It's not just the leg.
Yeah, I know. I thought yes, so.
It's
yeah.
his side.
He's got to have it, Fletch.
His little side tummy. And But yeah.
They've taken it easy on you. See, Matty is the professional when you go on.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think that.
No, but Matty is the professional, but Fletch, you can't trust him.
Gee, my heart was beating there when you put me
lots of wet trackers here, Loz. Lady Laguna swims, B from C, sending that through. I don't know whether this is for you, Grubby. Race 10, number 2, Michael Morton.
Michael Morton?
Yeah.
Where's Morton?
Great horse.
Vanderham, says Stephen in Tamworth. Very good. Heaven Bound, Randwick Race 4, number 5, says Anthony from Malabar. And Heaven Bound's also been nominated by Phil. Race 5, Randwick Zuatica, says Brandon. Detonator Jack, says Brett. Booty tips Marzu as the best wet tracker tomorrow. Detonator Jack says Mark. Staxmore coming through here. Gareth, Race 6, number 7, Vianara.
Yep.
One for the Philadelphia Eagles fans here as well, Joshy, which you are. Mido Jordan Mailata has agreed to a 3-year, $66 million, I'm guessing that's probably US, extension. He's now the fourth highest paid offensive tackle in the NFL, the highest paid sportsman to ever play rugby league, says Jono at Mudgee. That would be true, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because he played some lower grade at, I think it's South, but South. Bankstown Bulls,
yep.
I think, from memory.
Played for Bankstown Bulls.
And here he is playing one of the hardest positions in the NFL. Basically, his whole job is to protect the quarterback there in Philadelphia, to learn that sport basically from scratch and be where he is. It's actually one of the more underrated Australian sporting stories. I know it's got some press considering they made the Super Bowl last year in recent times, but the extraordinary story.
Absolutely. You're right, mate. There's not enough said about it. What he's done to go over to America and play a sport that isn't even played in Australia, and I'm not exactly sure of the age he started, but it would have been, I'm assuming, because he played 20s for South, I think, or 20s or Or maybe even...
No, I think maybe Toyota a couple of Cup, games or just... Yeah, I don't know what whether was it was SG Ball, Harold Ball. Matz.
Well, either way, even that's 17-18 to go to a sport and dominate. It's a great success story and good on him. You know, he's trying something different and going out on a limb.
I've got a bit of a conundrum, boys.
What have you done?
Because I love using that word. I think I'll have to employ someone.
Why? Because there's too many tips?
No. I love the tips, and I'm going to get most of them up there. But what I didn't realise, I've got to text and carry on to get them up online. But I've just done one.
Text and
I've just put Mitch from Robbo up with Stockman. You'll so you go into the...
I'm glad he got home to Robertson after seeing all them at the end of the lunch.
That is there. But it might take me time to get a few more up. So don't panic.
Okay.
But I might have to employ someone. To
Jeremy at Tamworth, Bella Nipotina. Imperatriz just wins, and that's all in capitals. Magic Time, race 7, number 13. Long price says Funky Duncan. Cowra from Forestville. I've been rained off today, boys. Just about to walk into the Cheers Sports Bar in George Street for a pint and some bacon and eggs.
Right now.
I'm heading out to the championships tomorrow. At this stage, I'll be wearing my old hot tuna wetsuit. Good on you, Cowra from Forestville.
He'll still be there in about an hour and 15.
Are you heading there?
I'll go join him. Why not?
Ah, gee, big morning in the Premier League. I see United from 2-0 down have gone ahead at Stamford Bridge. Garnacho has scored again. And Liverpool 3-1 as well, winning this morning at Anfield. Phil Moss, to take us all through it, how are you, Mossy?
Yeah, good morning, Middo. I think it's been rubbed out, actually. So it's 2-2 at the Bridge, but trouble brewing because Chelsea were 2-0 up. Manchester United back to 2-2. And already we know that... Poch is in a bit of trouble, and if they lose this one, no, it's been given. It's been given, actually.
Goal.
I think. Yeah. So they are intervening in this one, but so it is 3-2. There you go. It's just been awarded after a VAR check. But look, they were booed off the pitch last weekend. They're 2-0 up against Manchester United at home. They're now 3-2 down. If they were to go on and lose that one. Wow, that's some serious pressure on the manager and things just not going well for Chelsea at all. But Liverpool, as you said, cruised to a 3-1 win this morning over Sheffield United to maintain top billing and 2 points ahead of Arsenal, 3 ahead of Manchester City. So things going quite nicely there for us Reds fans.
Mossy, Arsenal, Manchester City both had convincing wins yesterday. Do you see any of them teams dropping points in the last few games?
Of course, they're going to lose every game from here on in, Grubby.
Nice.
just so Liverpool can cruise to the title. But no, mate, they're. I was saying the other morning, I think this is going to be one of the best run-ins that we've seen in recent years, like a three-way battle. It's what you want to do, what you want to see at this time of the EPL season. But Manchester City are specials at this time of the season. Although they're in third spot at the moment, you write them off at your peril. Arsenal, well, they showed against Manchester City at the Etihad that they've gone to another level mentally because they handled the test this time last season. They didn't. They got walloped by 4 goals. They're in it up to their necks now, and Mikel Arteta has done a brilliant job with them since he came in, really, because it's been going in one direction since he came in, and that's upwards. But it's taken him some time, as you would expect, to restore them to title contenders. So you can't write them off. But Liverpool, it's theirs to lose now, 2 points ahead with after 30 games. Let's see if they can do it for Klopp.
Geez, Tottenham missed a good opportunity. Mossy the other day against West Ham, it was a draw. They picked up a point, but if they had a won that, they'd be sitting, with the game in hand, on top of Aston Villa.
Yeah, that's right, Loz. And with Villa losing, as you said. But, Spurs, interesting. They've just hit, you could probably call it a little flat spot at the moment. But as you said, with the game in hand, they're in a good position for the run home. And, of course, they host Nottingham Forest this weekend on Monday morning, so you'd expect them to win.
Haven't they got a tough run home, though? Haven't they got Arsenal, Liverpool, Man City?
They
all
do,
in their run
yes.
home? Yeah.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, they've got their challenges. There's no doubt about that. But, actually, I'll have a look at Villa run in as well and report back on Monday morning. But, yeah, there's some toughies in there. But, you know, Ange's goal at the start of the season was Champions League, and he's, you know, he's got that firmly in his sights. And if he can achieve that, then, wow, he's turned that club around in quick time.
Mossy, just locally, Nestori Irinkunda, this 18-year-old sensation, obviously Bayern Munich bound, been flying for Adelaide United, not picked in the under-23 Asian Cup squad. And by the way, with that Asian Cup, the three highest at the tournament are off to the Paris Games. Fourth will face a qualifier. And for welfare reasons. So just take us a bit into why this decision was possibly made to leave him out of that squad.
Yeah, well, I'm not across exactly what the welfare issues are, but what I can say is that I agree with the decision from Tony Vidmar, no doubt in consultation with Carl Viet, who is Nestori's club coach. And I don't know this, but I would imagine Graham Arnold, as the senior national coach, has been consulted as well. I've just seen signs from him that things are just happening. He scored a hat-trick last weekend. Brilliant performance, right? I think that was off the back of Carl Viet resting him for a couple of weeks and just taking a bit of the pressure off. I just think everything's happening too quickly for him. There is no doubt he's a star in the making. He's still got to prove it. At this stage, he's a potential, and Bayern have seen that potential in him. But, you know, we've seen some rash emotions. We've seen some, behaviour on the pitch this season that suggests that, you know, his maturity still needs work. He still needs time just to grow into being a professional footballer. He's only just turned 18. So I think that's got something to do with it. He just needs to be given breathing space and time to develop and learn his trade. And, you know, if it's done at the right pace in the right environment, he'll have an incredible career, because he's got something that, you know, every player would love to have, and that's just raw pace, power, this ability to score from distance. He makes something happen every time he touches the ball. I would say that's got something to do with it.
Mossy, some huge games in the A-League this week. The Wanderers host the Roar tonight. Is this a must-win for Western Sydney?
Yes, it is. Everything's a must-win, Grubby, for Western Sydney. And I did their game last week out there at MacArthur on Easter Monday, and they weren't good in the first half. But Marco Rudan made three subs at half-time, and that really turned the game. Nicholas Milanovic scoring a wonderful goal, laying on an assist, and should have had a second goal as well to really turn the game for them. The 18-year-old, he's off. He leaves after this weekend with that 23 squad, so they'll really miss him over the next month. There's no doubt about it. But can he sign off with a goal and an assist tonight? Time will tell. But it is absolutely must win. They've got to go on a run now, the Western Sydney Wanderers.
Just keep an eye out for Grubby in the Cove next week for the derby as well. He's returning to his his teenage days. Is that right?
Teenage days. Yeah.
You keeping your shirt on this time, Grubby?
Absolutely not.
No way. What for? No, I've sort of said I want to go back. I want to be a hooligan for a day. I want to get back there. I want to get in the Cove.
A nice hooligan.
Hooligan.
We don't condone hooliganism.
A non-law-breaking hooligan. the beautiful Allianz Stadium. Get me in there. Well, very excited.
Mate, I'll say to you what I used to say to my players: don't become tomorrow's headline. So if you're going to be a hooligan, be a good hooligan, not a bad one. Well,
had a couple
flare with you.
Had a couple of them in my time, mate. What's one more? Are you going to be there, Mossy? Can you get me in the sheds or something, mate? I'll give the boys a big ramp up, because it is a big game. It's a big pre-game.
Mate, I'll see what I can do, Grubby. I'll make some calls and I'll get my people to talk to your people.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, Malty is up, Mossy. What have you got?
Right, I have got, I'm sticking with the EPL because the A-League, and the other thing on tonight, of course, is the weather in Sydney. Let's wait and see just how many mils we get today, because that could impact tonight's game. And of course, we've got We've also got Central Coast at home tomorrow, Newcastle at home on Sunday, but I think it's drying up by then. So I'm going to stick with the EPL. I'm going to go with Aston Villa to bounce back against Brentford. Yep. Arsenal to beat Brighton away from home. Won't be easy, but I think I'll get the points there. And Liverpool to beat Manchester United on Monday morning. Massive one. Both clubs don't like each other, do they? Liverpool to get up in that one.
Okay, Villa, Arsenal, Liverpool. That treble paying $4.43 with Tab. Mossy, thank you. Have a great weekend, mate.
Yeah, you too, guys. Take care.
Okay, I've got the official track report for the for Royal Randwick as it stands. So it's a soft 7 at the moment. There's been 52.3 mils of rain in the last 24 hours. So in the last 7 days, 55 mils. But 52.3 mils, just over 2 inches. In the last 24 hours here at Royal Randwick. Soft 7, the Penno's 5.81. Brad Davidson from Sky Racing. And good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. I'm well, thank you.
Okay, so looking ahead to tomorrow then, and Michael Wood told us earlier, as it stands, and we know it could all change, he expects us to be racing. And the Doncaster, $3.80, another will. I think a lot of us are going to be looking for angles outside just based on price. How do you read this Doncaster?
Look, I think he's clearly the one to beat. He's my on-top selection tomorrow, Jared, but there's no doubt in my mind. I think you'll start close to $5, maybe even $5.50. I think there's no doubting that. The bookies, for some reason, not winding his price out, which is a little bit bizarre considering how sort of open the race is. Maybe they're holding him for a huge liability, so they're just happy to shut up shop for now, but once that betting really starts to get serious on Saturday, I'm sure he'll get right out in betting to sort of $5, $6. So that's what I'm expecting, and I'm happy to put him on top with that likely drift in mind. I couldn't possibly back him at $3.80, but, you know, getting out to $5, $6, that'll be his right price. And I think he's the one to beat. He comes into the race off that dominant win last weekend. That'll really toughen him up for what's going to be a really testing mile on Saturday. He's proven on wet ground. He's the one. He's a new kid on the block, the progressive one, and happy to throw him on top expecting him to get out to that $5, $6 mark. So another will on top. I think Celestial Legend, Southport Tycoon, and Militarized, I think all the three-year-olds fit in really well this year. They all seem to... Well, Southport Tycoon's a little query in the wet, but the other two will definitely handle the ground, particularly Militarized. He just loves wet tracks, and he probably hasn't been going as well as, you know, a lot of people expected this autumn, but I think that wet track brings him right into play. So, for me, another wheel from Celestial Legend, Southport Tycoon, and Militarized, my top four in the Doncaster.
What about in the TJ, mate?
Look, Loz, I can't go past the champion mare. Look, she's probably not going as well as the spring. She's probably a length below her best. But, you know, look, she's won on a heavy track in New Zealand. She keeps on winning, or, you know, she was super brave in the new market. And I just think she's still got the wood over the other sprinters at the moment, even though she's probably just a little bit off her absolute dynamic best in the spring. So I've got to go with her. I think Sunshine in Paris, if she handles the track, looks the big danger. She was terrific in the Galaxy, and stepping up to 1,200 is going to really suit her there on Saturday.
Dave-O, Loz has got Zardozzi in his multi in the Australian Derby. Do you think he's a chance?
He's got to be a chance, yeah. James Cummings really bullish about this horse, Josh, and suggesting that the quick backup's really going to suit there tomorrow. If she does go around, of course, little query on maybe they wait for the Oaks, but look, I think they'll go around and take on the boy. She's really good on that backup. We saw that in the Oaks back in the spring, and her run in the Vinery was very good, and that'll really top her off for this race on the weekend. I'm tipping Chow Wolf, though. I think he's the one that's over the odds at $8.50. Love the way he kept coming in the Rosehill Guineas. He looks like he'll stay. He's New Zealand bred. He looks like he'll really handle the wet track as well, being by Tavistock. And just think everything he's done, this preparation's gone beautifully for this race. Joe Pride seems very happy with him. And I thought at $8.50, I thought he was the value in the race. Riff Rocket and Zardozzi, the dangers. But I just thought he might get through the conditions the best. So Chow Wolf for me in the Derby there tomorrow.
Yeah, it was a good run, wasn't it, in the Rose Hill Giddies. What else are you putting on top as your best then, Dave?
Look, I'll just go a couple of at odds. I think it's one of those days to look a bit wider. So Chow Wolf for me and Chris Dilly in the last, I thought would go close. She's been four wide, no cover her last two starts, and now there tomorrow draws a better gate, gets Blake Sheen, and the only time we've seen her on a wet track, she went past Camochi like she was standing still. So, and that was at this track and distance as well. So I thought she might be the one that jumps out of the ground there tomorrow in the last, getting back onto all wet track, Chris Dilly. So they're the two for me. As you said, Jared, you know, the good news is that looking at the forecast, even though it's going to be pretty heavy rain for the next sort of 24 hours, it does look like it's going to stop tomorrow morning. So I think that's the big key. If it does stop and we don't get rain, you know, when the races begin, that's going to be the huge key, I suppose. So hopefully that forecast is right and all the rain sort of goes by today and early tomorrow morning, and we'll be racing, albeit on a pretty heavy track. But hoping that day one of the championships can go forward there tomorrow. But obviously the options there are also to push back a week if things do get unsafe, of course, for racing. So look, let's hope that all systems go tomorrow and that rain disappears overnight.
Thanks so much, Davo. Looking forward to it, mate.
Thanks, Jared. Enjoy. Cheers.